Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NYBS Radio Show, home of the New York Bigfoot Society.
What's up, Footer Nation? Gary Hootenhala here, and welcome to another episode of Bigfoot Radio right here from the great state of New York. I'm going to bring my boy Kenny right in, and we're going to get right into it. We have a great show lined up for you tonight, and let's bring Kenny in.
Hey,
yo,
Gary.
Kenny, what's going on, my man?
Not much. Just doing the Thursday thing, or the Friday Eve thing.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. You know, days off for us people that are still working are definitely needed.
Yes, agreed.
Definitely. Oh, man. It's been what a crazy day today. I woke up to snow this morning. So, you know, we're in the middle of April, and we're still getting snow here.
I know. I saw that. I looked out my window, and I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So, I mean, I'm still at a point where I go out and I start my car in the morning just to let it warm up for my three-quarter of a mile drive to work. But, I couldn't believe it. I looked out there, and I'm like, ah, seriously? But, you know, it's gone right now, and we're coming into, you know, definitely better weather, which is going to, you know, help everybody, you know, and especially in the situations that we're all in right now. So,
yeah, this is a really tough situation on so many levels, and not just from, you know, having to stay inside kind of, but even, like, as an avid hiker, like, you know, like I say, like, the hike, you can't even really, they don't even want you going on the trails now, even though they say to go on the trails. The minute you go on a trail, you are shredded apart. So it's like, it's a really no-win type of situation right now. So, I mean, like I always say, like, if you're going to go hiking, you just have to keep it to yourself and not tell anybody where you are. You know what I mean? Because it's really just gotten to that point. And it's sad. I don't actually see it really changing for a hot minute. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, agreed. You know, but just, you know, hopefully it does. Hopefully it does.
Yeah.
You've got to. It's, you know, I'm just trying to be as, you know, positive and optimistic as I possibly can with it. But, you know, we're all in it together, and, you know, we just roll with it. And, you know, we'll just, you know, a year from now, we'll be able to look back and, you know, we'll see what we, you know, what we changed in our lives because of it. So this is a lot of things that I'm doing now that I'm doing so much now that I'm probably going to continue doing. So,
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Between, you know, even being more vigilant on hand cleaning, something as simple as that, to now we all have to wear masks and look like, you know, bandits and kung fu fighters and stuff. So this is a whole new realm of everything. You know, it's funny because, you know, you used to see like a lot of the Asian people wearing the mask, and they have Hello Kitty ones, all designer and stuff. And it's funny to think like now that's what we've become. We've become almost the same society now.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to constantly walk around wearing a mask because I've always felt like I'm, I'm one with the ninja anyways. So, but that's
yeah,
just
Kung Fu Panda. That's who you are, Kung Fu Panda. All right, so
anyways.
I'm going to bring our guest. Yeah, we'll have too much fun. We'll rant here. So yeah, I'm going to bring our guest in, and Kenny, I'm going to have you introduce him and go from there with it. So let me bring in Edward. All right, Edward.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, what's
yes,
up?
Yes, I'm here.
Word,
how
are
you
all
guys
right
doing?
Yeah, we're just here.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no, hey, for anybody who doesn't know Ed, he is the owner and host for Bigfoot Quest Radio. He's also a filmmaker. He makes, documentaries and different things. Very, very good at what he does. Very blessed to know this man. And, again, he's, agreed to come on here and talk with us and hang out with us. And so we're excited to have him on. And he's got a history that and a story that is very, very intriguing. And again, very pleased and honored to have him on here to be able to tell it under the NYBS branding. So hey, roll with it, Ed.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank
yeah,
you, Gary.
Man,
thank
all
you, Jenny.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's awesome.
Just,
like I say, we love your work.
Yeah, man, I'm just, excited to be here, get to talk to you guys and obviously your listeners at the same time. Yeah, I've been doing this for a little while now, and, Kenny kind of knows my story already. I'm originally from Costa Rica. I moved to the States back in 1997, so it's been a minute. but before I move up here, yeah, I used to have something going on back in Costa Rica. I don't know if you want me to jump into the story right now or, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, dude, this is your show. So, you know what? Just go with it. This is free flow. We're like Joe Rogan style. So just go with it, my man.
All right, brother. I'll tell you what happened then. Well, I was a young buck, man. A young kid, pretty much. And it's kind of funny because I was sick, man. I used to work in a manufacturer making shirts and stuff like that. And I remember the morning that I wasn't feeling good at all. So I just called my supervisor and I told him, hey, look, Luis, I need to go home. I'm having fever and I just need to lay down. He's like, well, just go home, though. Be safe. So took the bus, ride it for about 20 minutes. And as soon as I walk into the house, oh, by the way, I just rent this little room from my friend Gina. She used to work in the same place where I was working at. So before I left the manufacturer, I called Gina, and I'm like, Gina, I need the keys. I didn't even have the keys of the house. I just moved in like 2 days before or so. So I did not have any furniture. I didn't have my bed. I didn't have anything but a sheet. That's it. So, I wasn't feeling good. I remember taking off my shoes and putting the sheet on the floor. It cooled down, it's kind of like concrete. I don't know how you call that here in the States, to be honest, but anyways, I just laying down on the floor, breathing in, breathing out, just trying to chill, trying to relax. I am not sleepy at all. I'm just, chilling, like I said. And I just, went like paralyzed for no reason. I couldn't move a finger. And, I hear like an explosion right next to me. I got a big, big window on my right side in the room. And I hear this massive explosion. So I saw the glasses flying all over the room. I mean, it was loud. So everything went in like a slow-mo to me. But I saw the glasses just, you know, laying on top of my legs, on top of the sheets and all over the room. And then everything went really quiet for a second. And I started to see this thing coming through my window in a very, very weird way. It was some sort of liquid, like a gel stuff. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It was between blue, gray color when you mix it kind of like that. And it's just dropping slowly, but it's dropping through the window. And it's coming, moving slowly all the way to my legs. And it was so cold, though. I mean, it's worse than ice, to be honest. But this thing is dropping on my legs and taking a form or something. So I'm just looking at it, and I cannot move. Remember, I'm paralyzed. So I'm saying to myself, what can I do? How can I call somebody? So the only thing that I'm doing is praying in my head. Finally, this thing appears as an alien. I didn't know that it was an alien back then, 1994. This is when everything happens. This figure, it was huge. I would say if he's going to stand up, he was maybe, I don't know, between 10, 11 feet tall. I mean, it was huge, huge. He's sitting on top of my legs, and he's almost reaching the ceiling, put it that way. And the long legs, I can see, like, you know, putting his legs behind. Now, his arms and chest, they're tiny, though, very, very skinny and heavy, like I say. Finally, he raised his right hand, and he's putting his hand all the way to the ceiling. So I'm just staring at those fingers. He got four fingers, and he put his hand in like a lightning, boom, inside my stomach. So I feel like I'm getting stabbed by something, you know. I cannot really see because, remember, I cannot move my head, but I'm trying to see with my eyes on top of my nose, put it that way. And I'm feeling so much pain, so now I'm screaming and screaming, and this thing is moving his hand like drilling inside me. I just feel like passing out because the pain was so bad, so horrible. And now I'm screaming for help. But I didn't know that nobody can hear me. I didn't know that. So this thing is just moving his head from right to left and looking at me. But I did not hear any voice or anything like that. There's no communication at all. Like some people claim, you know, I did not hear anything. I'm not going to lie. Finally, I started to hear some echo voice and like some knocks far, far away. But I thought I was just dreaming. And then when I hear this knock, like kind of loud this time, this thing just dropped like a bucket of water. When you just rip off a bag full of water, it just splashes on the floor, kind of like that. So all of this water kind of covered me from head to toes. And this water, it was so clear, but it was like gel, you know, it's kind of thick. It wasn't so liquid like the real water. So now I'm so cold, and the pain is just terrible. I remember feeling my body shaking, and this thing is finally moving out of my body. He drops, and everything is going like in reverse. Now I can see that thing going back to the window. It's like playing the tape in reverse, put it that way, guys, but in slow-mo. You went up there, and then like a whoosh sound came, and I saw all the glasses. Whew, put it that way. It went back to the window, and everything looked like nothing ever happened in that place. At that moment, Gina broke the door of my room. She broke in, and she went into her knees, right next to me, and she's like, baby, what's going on? Yeah, please talk to me. I cannot move. I feel paralyzed. So she's grabbing me. I remember she's grabbing me. And, I mean, she was a tiny lady, though. So she kind of dragged me out of my room, and she took me to the kitchen all the way. She dragged me all the way to the kitchen. And I'm leaving like a trace of something. I'll say water. I don't know what it is. But anyways, now I'm like reacting, and I'm like, Gina, please, please don't leave me alone. I don't want to be alone. And she's like, baby, please tell me. She was crying already. Please tell me what is wrong with you. I hear you crying or screaming. I didn't know what to do, so I just kicked the door until I broke it. I'm like, that's fine, and thank you. And she's like, hold on. So she went to grab me water, and I still weak. I cannot even get up. I cannot even move my head. So she kind of lifted up my head. They give me a couple of zips of water, and I'm in pain. I'm just holding my abdominal area. I put my hand right on top of my abdominal area, and she's like, what happened to you? You're so full of water. And I'm like, I have no idea what happened, Gina. Something came into my room. And she's like, are you kidding me? There's nothing in the room. Hold on. So she went back to the room. There's nothing in there. But she's like, but what happened to you? That's when I moved my hand out of my belly, but I didn't know, though. I still don't know what's going on. And she's like, you're bleeding. I'm like, what do you mean? Yes, you got blood. Let me see. So she licked out my shirt. I was wearing a white shirt, so I got a lot of blood on my shirt. It's already red. And, sorry, guys, I hear like, so, like,
no, that's all right. Take your time.
About this thing.
Take your time.
So I remember that I just feel like crying, though. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. My pain is just terrible. I just feel like somebody stabbed me with a knife or something. And then when she lifted up my shirt, I got two holes on my abdominal area. One on the right, one on the left. They were tiny, tiny little holes. But the blood still, you know, coming out. And it's weird that it took me about 6 months to heal. I never went to the hospital. I never went to check, you know, with a doctor, anything like that. But I was in pain for about maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks or so. You know, I just feel like something is bothering me. Not really pain, but you know what I mean, like discomfort, put it that way. So the first thing I did, I called my mom, you know, like a kid. Hey, mom, something happened to me. So I explained to her, but she didn't want to believe. But at the end, she said, well, hey, don't worry. And she's going to pray for you. I think it's just a demon, you know. Maybe he came into your dreams. And I'm like, mom, I was dreaming. I was awake 100%. I was not dreaming. So I just feel frustrated. I mean, she didn't believe me. That's what I feel. Then I call my pastor. You know, I'm always been a Christian since I've been a kid. And so I call my pastor and I told, look, man, something happened to me. Something came into my room and it was tall. It was skinny, very heavy. And he asked me, how heavy? And I told him, his name is Alher. So I'm like, Alher, if I have to compare that thing with a weight, I just feel like I got a car or like a train on top of my leg. I'm not even kidding. And it was so cold that my bones hurt, you know. So he asked me more questions like, he was wearing clothing or something. I'm like, yes, he was wearing something, but I don't know what it was. I couldn't touch it. So how does it look like? Well, it was kind of like, it looked like metal to me, at least the color. It looked like silver, but tiny, little, like, I can't say that in English. I'm sorry, guys. Remember, this is my second language. Trying to find out. I wouldn't say they were like stripes, but somehow it looked like stripes, you know, but made of a metal, like a little tiny balls, put it that way. And the color were between blue and green, maybe. That's a maybe. I cannot really remember. So I don't know if he was heavy because of the size or because of the gravity or because of the clothing. I have no idea. And remember, I was wet from head to toes, and this thing was like saliva. Not very thick, though. Definitely thick. So I end up, you know, Gina actually put me in the shower like a kid. She showered me. I slept in her room that night. She was watching me over. She cleaned the mess in the room. I was so embarrassed. I thought it was pee, though, but it wasn't. She even said, it's not water. And she spread the word the next day at work, though. She was telling everybody about what happened. To be honest, guys, I just quit that job. The next day, I just make a phone call. I never showed up again. I was so embarrassed because, you know, Gina didn't mean to say anything, but I guess she was so scared. She ended up moving out of the house, too, though. And I left. I left as well. That's my story. That's what happened the first time. And then 2 years maybe passed. And one time I was fishing, me and my two brothers, my little brothers. And we are in Costa Rica, this beautiful, beautiful land. One of my daddy's friends got this beautiful farm. So I asked him for permission to go fishing. He's like, of course, kids, go ahead. Now they got this massive rocks, like boulders. I wanted to climb this one because it's so big and so nice. I just want to see the view, what's on the other side of the rock. So I told my little brother, stay here. I'll be right back. Don't do anything stupid. But I was the one doing something stupid, I guess. I climbed the rock. And it's funny that when I got to the top of the rock, this creature, the same thing I saw, it was there. And he was kind of like, I don't know if he was crawling down or maybe like sitting or something. But it looked like he just came out of the water because there's water. There's like tracks of water. And he was maybe about 25 feet away from me. So I waved my hand to him. But I wasn't scared at all. I don't know why. I wasn't scared. And he did the same thing. He moved his head to right, to left, whatever. And he jumped up the rock. And then I called my brothers. Then they walk all the way around because they were kind of little. And the only thing they saw was the tracks, the water, you know, like when he was there. But they did not get to see him. So I told my brothers about it. They didn't want to believe anything again. I told mom again. And she said, I guess it's a demon. But I told mom, and that was a demon. That thing was going to kill me. I wouldn't be right here right now. It's got to be something else, but I didn't know what it was. So years passed. 1997, when I got here to the States, I used to work for an American guy in Costa Rica, and he sent me over for a contract. So I used to work in Brooklyn, New York. And I remember coming from work that day, and I was watching something on TV. That was the first time I ever see that face again. They were talking about aliens. I didn't even know what aliens were, to be honest. But I'm just, you know, watching. Then I saw this face. Guys, I'm not even kidding. I fell out of the chair. And I started to shake and shake and shake. And I was in tears, so scared. I'm a grown up already. I was maybe like 19 years old. But I just feel like a 7-year-old kid again. I was so, so scared. And I don't know. I guess that was the time, for the first time, I wanted to see and I wanted to learn more about aliens. What are they? Why are these beings taking people, doing adoptions here and there, but why some people, not everybody? You know, there were so many questions in my head. So I started to ask questions to people around. Obviously, some people believe, but others, that was just like, no, they're not real. And I'm talking about co-workers. Then I found this older guy. He told me a story that kind of like my story. He pretty much told me that he was adopted when he was younger. and he told me something. It once those things find you, they will never leave you. So I was like worried the whole time. I didn't want to take it so bad, you know, and believe it so much, because I didn't want to be living my life in fear. But I don't know. I'm always get to see stuff, even in places that I'm not even looking for anything. Kenny and Gary, you guys saw the video that I sent you guys today. 2 years ago, I was just metal detecting with a couple of friends, and it was a rainy day. I mean, no wind. You guys can see the video. And we were just there, you know, finding treasures, whatever. I didn't hear anything or see anything while I was there. But when I came home to edit the video, I was going through my clips, and I saw something behind me, something moving from right to left, kind of like floating in the air or running. I don't know what it is, but I cannot really state what it is. I mean, I cannot. I wish I could. But so I post the video on YouTube, and obviously there's people who believe. There's people who make fun of me. For the most part, that's what they did. I mean, I got people saying it's fake. I think it's just bushes, just wheat, you know, flying in the air because maybe it's windy. I think it's water. I think one of you guys are smoking, so maybe it's just smoke. I mean, people say so many different things. So I went back to the video again, and this time, you know, I'm using a Premiere Pro, which is a professional software for editing. So I took it down and I went frame by frame. I changed colors. I changed, put it this way. I took it frame by frame and I choose the best frame for it when it's not moving. So I put this kind of color. It looked like an infrared color to see if it disappears. Because if it's a reflection, it's not going to appear anymore. It's just going to be gone. Still looking like there is something in there. And so I shared the video with a couple of other people. They say, or they told me, well, we can help you. We are professionals, blah, 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 blah. Their answer, they actually end up making fun of me. So at this point, it's just funny though, you know. I'm still trying to find answers. I do not want to rely on people's word. I know what I saw, but you know how this crazy world is going on right now. People believe what they want to believe. I'm not pushing myself into nobody. You have to believe what I saw. But to me, guys, this is real. To me, aliens are real. They're here with us. Maybe they take different forms. I don't know. But this is my story. So, you know, I just wanted to share it with you guys and see what you guys can say about it.
I mean, that story is an amazing story. I mean, at the end of the day, it all comes down to this. This is what I always say dealing with the paranormal world in general, and I still put aliens in the paranormal world also, is that the real paranormal experience isn't all the stuff we can show on film, all the clips, that EVP clips and ghost clips and videos, and that's not the paranormal experience. Same thing with Bigfooting when we go out and we show tree
right.
hacks and all the stuff. The real experience is what these people, including yourself in the story, are experiencing, because you're the only one that knows it. Like, you
right.
you are the one. And, like, when I tell people, like, I catch a really cool EVP at, like, you know, a historic location. I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. The problem is it's a story. And when we're telling stories, there's no feeling that goes with that story, because we can't recreate a feeling. We can set it up and
of
be like, oh,
not.
This is really cool. You know what I mean? This is cool. This is what we were doing. So your experience is like you had the true paranormal experience. And you're still living it to this day. You know, we hear this so much in ufology in general, because I also study ufology also, is that, you know, once you have some kind of encounter that for the rest of your life, things will happen. A lot of people become sensitive in some ways. One of the theories that you hear about psychics, you know, I'm actually, you know, I am a psychic. I don't really talk about it much, but I only use it for my work, and that's it. When I say my work, my ghosts, when I'm ghost hunting and things like that, I don't use it on the outside of that. I stay away from that.
Right.
But they also say people that have psychic abilities, people that are very sensitive, clairvoyant, things like that, that they've been visited by, you know, extraterrestrials, and that's why they have these powers in some sort. Either through dreams, dream waves, and things like that, and you hear that also being talked about. But, like, your story is, like, the legit paranormal experience. Like, you can't even, you know, it's an amazing story, even though what happened to you is, you know, it's not tragic is the wrong word to say it, but because of the pain you endured, and it becomes almost like a curse in a way, because you live with these, and you live with this now.
Right. And I got to be honest, guys, I still have scars on my body from that. That's something that I didn't show in the video. I mean, who wants to show your belly, right? I wish I got a six pack, then I'll be posting pictures every day. But but I'm telling you guys, I still have those scars on my body, and eventually I will share it if I have to, you know. But I mean, I have no issues with you guys. I can send you pictures, but it's just embarrassing for me to, you know, to make it public. That's why I haven't done it.
Yeah, but, and that's the thing,
mean,
when you come public.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is Ed, you don't owe anybody an explanation on anything. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You know, and I tell people that all the time, you know, when, you know, maybe there's something like I don't necessarily understand, or I don't necessarily see something in a picture. I try to tell people, like, you don't have to try to convince me of anything, because if I don't see something in a picture, it has nothing to do with what I think of you as a person or a character. I'm just not necessarily seeing it. And I think we live in a world right now where, you know, validation is extremely important. And, you know, I've gotten to a point where, you know, if somebody doesn't believe what I'm saying or whatever, that is what it is. But the thing is like, you know what you experienced, and you know what you've experienced since then. And in reality, it's really all that matters. And, you know, I'm definitely, you know, a person who, you know, thinks it's healthy to be around people that, you know, will question it, not in a condescending way, but, you know, question it, one, to understand a little bit more, and two, you know, it's sometimes that for the person that's experienced something, that's kind of like a therapy for them. So, you know, sure. You know, and that happening, you know, because, I mean, you were, what, 17, 18 when that happened?
Yeah, I was young, though.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
guys,
I'll
tell you a little more, a couple of details. I was this kid that runs away from home when I was almost 12 years old. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family. I'm not saying that they were drugs, none of that stuff. I was just physical abused by my stepdad. He beats me up for no reason. So I didn't want to be there, though. So I experienced so much when I was young, you know, just being in San Jose, Costa Rica, getting to meet good and bad people every day. I went through so much. And I got to be honest, I always felt somehow that there were something special in me. Again, I love God. I mean, He's been there for me. Guys, I was a soldier here in the States. I served in the Army from 2010 to 2015. I went to war. I saw many dead people over there. I mean, it was tough. But that was my dream job, though, you know. And I get to meet people over there. I actually spoke to this lieutenant colonel who used to work in Area 51, and he shared a little bit, not much, with us. some of his experiences over there and also his beliefs about aliens. I told him a little bit of what I saw in the past. He even asked me how did it look like, the face. So, you know, I just say it was a big, big head, you know, big eyes. The shape was like a V, not like so round like a lot of people think they are. No, they're pretty much like a V. Not nose at all, just two tiny little holes, very tiny mouth, like no lips at all. The chin was so tiny, and no ears at all. And it's funny because he actually drew one. The next day we met up at the chow hall during dinner, and that was the day that he opens up a little bit with us. So I asked him, sir, so I got a question for you. How real? Please tell me, how real are these beings? And he told me, well, look, Munch, they are real. They are here. They've been here for many, many hundreds of years, maybe thousands. We don't know. All I can tell you right now is that you see this technology that we're using? You know, you're carrying a pair of goggles, right? Night vision goggles. You're carrying a helmet with materials almost, you know, that, put it this way, not even a bullet can go through it. I mean, unless you're in a close range. We didn't have none of this technology a few decades ago. But now we do because of these guys. And I'm like, so what do you mean? And he's like, well, we are exchanging humans for technology. That's what's going on. But even though the government and nobody will ever say that it's happening, this is a cover-up, though. Again, I shouldn't even say nothing about this, he says. I mean, he's a high-ranked guy, lieutenant colonel, almost a general. And he's just sitting there with a couple of specialists and one sergeant, you know what I mean? We're like so low-ranked versus this guy. And he's sharing this because he kind of heard my story, and now he's curious. So I told him, though, you know, there's so much I wanted to learn about it. I've been studying this for a few years now, and it's not because I want to share anything that you're telling me, at least not right now. But, I mean, give me a peace of mind that I wasn't dreaming. I wasn't going through any episode back then. Because, again, guys, I still have my scars. That's the reason why I got the stuff on my body right now. And I know that there's so many people going through the same thing right now. And they're afraid to say something. So if there's anybody out there right now listening, I mean, don't be afraid. I would say just come out of the shadows and talk to somebody. Somebody that you can trust, obviously. Because for the most part, everybody else is going to laugh at you. I'm telling you by experience. Even my own mom laughed at me. So, yeah, that's my thoughts, guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is such an incredible, you know, story, and it's sad that it did have to happen to you because you're such a good person, you know. But in the same sense, like you say, like if anybody could handle it, it would be a person like you. You know what I mean? You know, with your personality and stuff. And I mean, I can't thank you enough for sharing a story like this, and which kind of gets me into almost Bigfoot a little bit. And you know, listening to your story, and I'm sitting here, you know, pondering, you know, the questions of life. So I would wonder, right, you know, as a Bigfoot researcher now, like you've had, we'll say, an alien encounter. So now, when you go into the world, go into the woods to do research, I almost wonder if a Squatch may be more prone to coming to you, because you would have Like, have you had those things happen?
I honestly haven't had any encounter with Bigfoot, but I'm going to tell you guys what I believe about him. I've been blasted out by quite a few people in my channel, you know, my followers, my fans, you name it. A lot of them actually left the channel because of the way I believe about Bigfoot. I mean, you guys know that everybody believes it's a flesh and blood animal. Again, please don't get me wrong. This is just my thoughts, and you don't have to believe what I believe. to me, Bigfoot is a being, yes, and it's real. It is real. But he just doesn't believe, I mean, I'm sorry, he doesn't belong to our dimension. He's not from here. He's not from this world, though. To me, the size and maybe even the looks, kind of like a human. If I have to compare an alien with Bigfoot, obviously they look so different. But again, they still have two arms, two legs. They're big, at least the one that I saw. So it makes me think that there's a relationship. There's got to be a link between these two, though, somehow. Because how come that even the government is still looking for life out there? I said it one time in one of my shows. United States, the most powerful nation in the world, is putting billions and maybe even trillions of dollars yearly, putting men, telescopes, satellites, technology out there in the space every year for one single reason. They are looking for life. That's the only reason. It's not because they want to be cool. No, it's not about a race anymore. They want to find out if there is more people there or some sort of aliens or something else. So it makes me believe that these beings come to Earth and visit us. There's so many sightings all around the world about Yetis, Bigfoots, aliens on the other side. And again, guys, I believe they're linked somehow. Every time I go in the woods, I'm doing my research, looking for tracks, looking for structures. I am not a big believer of knocking woods or making calls. I don't believe that that's the way you communicate with them. So I don't really do it myself. One thing that I don't know if I share, well, I'm going to say it anyways. I don't carry any weapons. I try to just to go on my own, you know, be cool. I try not to intimidate them, so they will not feel like I'm a bad guy. It's like humans, same thing. You guys know when somebody is a bad guy. You cannot sense that.
Yep.
You cannot feel it, right? So if these creatures are smart enough, I will say they will also know that. What am I going to do, Gary, if you showed up at my door, knocking my door, so I go through that little hole in my window, sorry, my door, and I see you carrying a weapon. What am I going to do? I'm going to go on my door and get, if I can get mine too, right?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you got to be ready. So I would say that that's why maybe, just maybe, men haven't contacted a Bigfoot yet because they're doing the wrong thing. For the most part,
no,
guys
totally
have been out there
with
different teams, you know, doing research. And, I mean, these guys are carrying rifles, machetes, carrying pistols. And I'm like, guys, you don't have to bring none of that stuff. How are you going to catch a Bigfoot like that? And they
exactly.
end up getting mad at me, you know. But, again, guys, it's just what I believe. I just wanted to put it out here and share it.
Well,
that
no, it makes total sense. You know, Kenny and I and Luke, we're no really different. You know, we don't go out with weapons whatsoever. You know, I do bring bear
mm-hmm.
mace. You know, that's not going to do absolutely anything anyway.
Yeah.
know, we do carry knives, obviously, but the knives aren't for, you know, stabbing
right.
things. It's, you know, not, you know, a knife is used for everything. You know that. You know,
yeah,
the bear
yeah.
mace,
I bring
honestly,
those too,
like
though.
I tell, yeah, yeah. And like I tell you, with bear mace, like I say, like that's more for a person, honestly. Like,
yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
just don't know who you're going to
say that.
You don't know who. Exactly, Kenny, because, like, you know, Kenny will tell you, too, you know, these places that we go to, yes, they're far off in the woods, but you do come across humans. I mean, there's been times where I've been
yeah.
out in the field doing my thing, you know what I mean? And out of nowhere, a random car comes down this dirt road, and it's only a one-way road, and you're sitting there with a whole
wow.
camp set up, you know what I mean? And you're like, well, what the fuck are
yeah.
these kids doing right now? Like, you know what I mean? And they're going for
yeah.
a blunt ride or something like that. That's what they're doing, you know? But you don't know. Like, you don't know what can happen.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I totally agree with you.
Nothing.
You're screwed.
That's
you're basically
thing.
Screwed.
Yeah, you are. What if they're doing drugs or something? You know, they get high and now they just
exactly.
want to go and kill you for no reason. Yeah.
I mean, I could tell
I
could tell
I get
you a story,
part.
man, or Yeah, no, and I could tell you a story where, you know, I'm bushwhacking through the woods doing Bigfoot research. This was going back about 6 years, and I was in a brand new area of the Adirondacks, right? And I'm just going through the middle of the woods, you know, just looking for stuff like I normally do. And what do I come across? I come across all these marijuana fields in the middle of the woods. And I'm like, yo, like,
really?
If those people – oh, yeah, because they grow all that stuff. It's all hidden, they grow it. But, you know, here I am just – trying to look for a Bigfoot. How am I going to explain that to a random person, right? Like, oh, I'm just out here looking for Bigfoot. Yeah, no, dude, I'm near your field. I mean, I'm trying to take all your stuff, you know, and then you end up shot and dead, and you're in the middle of the woods. So these are things that happen. I mean, but it's like I totally agree. And with the theory of Bigfoot being alien, it's funny because the one TV show I did on America's Book of Secrets, it's on the very end of the show, they bring in the alien twist into it. And a lot of people then were coming at me, like, and they're like, well, you think they're aliens. We saw this on TV. You were part of the show. And I'm like, listen, dude, I didn't produce the show. Like, I have nothing to do with that. I'm out there running around in night vision just doing my thing, you know. But, you know, I can understand why people, you know, would think that, you know what I mean? And because, once again, a lot of times people see squatches. They see UFOs in the same areas. So when you do correlate that stuff, I can tell you, I think I told Kenny this story too, is that I was up in Vermont at a mountain, and finding Bigfoot when they were the big thing back then, they actually were at this mountain, okay? It was a privately owned place, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, we went up there, we were doing our thing, you know, got done for the night, and we were like the power, like when you're staying along the big power lines that are all like opened up and you could see for miles, and we're sitting there and we're watching, and you can see this, and because it's Vermont, it's pitch black, like you can see everything in the sky, and it was a clear night, it was totally clear. So I'm sitting there on this ATV trail, and I'm just like looking up, and we're watching the satellites, but there was this one little weird like light in the sky, and it kind of was like zigzagging very slowly, and it wasn't a plane. It wasn't a helicopter, even though I kept saying it's a helicopter. And I'm like, I kind of left it at it's a helicopter, but in my mind, I know it wasn't, but I talked myself through it. And the two people I was with at the time, we all disagreed, like, listen, it's a helicopter. We're just going to leave it at that. But there was no sound, no anything. And where we were was so remote, you would hear the sound, because when the planes flew over, you could still hear them, okay? End of the night, we're at the top of the mountain, blah, blah, blah. We're starting to pack up all of our gear to get our butts. It's like 2 in the morning. Get our butts back down the mountain in our cars and trucks. And we're just sitting there talking, shooting the shit like we normally do. And we're all looking up. And out of nowhere, that same ball light came zooming right above us and stopped. Stopped. So it's almost like that movie Fire in the Sky, where like you're just sitting there looking up and there's this ball light. But this thing was up there, so it wasn't like low. It was still way up. And it was just sitting there, and we're all looking at it, and we're talking, and I'm like, are you fucking seeing what I'm seeing? And we're all just like, we were all baffled still, because we just saw this. And then out of nowhere, dude, within 1 second, maybe 2 seconds, the thing went straight up in the air and left a vapor trail. And it disappeared a second.
No sound.
No sound at all. No sound. I kid you not. And we're just sitting there looking at each other like, did you fucking just see that? No lie, dude. Now, this is like a 2.5, 3, 4 hour ride home. We're in the car.
Right.
And we were driving down the mountain. We get off the mountain first. Nobody's talking. And then the whole car ride home. Now, we're exhausted. You know what I mean? And finally, we almost get home. I was with one other investigator. And I look at her and I'm just like, I go, did that really just happen? Like, did this really happen? And she goes, and once again, she's a skeptic. Just like we're kind of skeptics on the situation. Not that aliens exist, but just the situation that we witnessed. And we both look at each other, and we knew exactly what we saw. Like exactly, nothing moves at that speed and leaves a vapor trail. And but once again, it brings credibility to kind of what you're talking about, because once again, it was right above the mountain. Okay, that's right where there's a lot of Sasquatch encounters on this mountain. So here we are out and looking for squatches, and I can attest to that because I was a part of the mission. I was part of the field research of that case, and I knew what I witnessed. Now, we didn't have any squatch evidence that day, But we still had that. I mean, to me, it has to be like a UFO, because that's not saying it's aliens or whatever, but just saying because it is what it is. Like, I know what I saw.
Right. Yeah, that's how it sounds
The other night, one of the shows that you were on, Ed, one of the hosts had mentioned something that it's so simple, and I guess I'd never thought of it before. But, you know, he had mentioned that, you know, something about Sasquatch is being flesh and blood, but there being something extraterrestrial, you know, that is Bigfoot like looks like him. Like for instance, you know, a lot of people, you know, talk about, you know, I saw a Bigfoot or I saw a dog man.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you know, the characteristics are so, other than the face, like a lot of the build and bodies are the same. So who's to say that, and again, after the host said it, it got me thinking, who's to say that there isn't something that's extraterrestrial that
It's very possible.
Looks and resembles something like that? Because, I mean, again, I think he had mentioned, you know, from like Star Wars, like Chewbacca, you know, I mean, if I saw a flesh and blood Bigfoot and I saw Chewbacca, I mean, characteristics very much, very similar. So again, that just got me thinking, because why, you know, cause when you think of aliens, you think of, you know, like what you had described earlier in the call, Ed, on the show,
right.
But you never think anything past that.
No, of course
you know?
Not. So, and you know what's funny, guys? Hollywood always put out things in a way. I don't know if you guys get the message, but I get it. Every movie that they always put out, I always feel like there's something real behind. You know,
I was saying that about Pandemic. I was saying, but they put Pandemic out on Netflix, right? Legit, just put it out. And now look what we're going through, a pandemic. Like, but that legit just came out on Netflix, what, like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, the whole thing? And now and it was a big thing. I know, I totally agree. And then it's funny because as Kenny's talking about the Chewbacca thing, I'm sitting here like, yo, what if the reason they put Chewbacca in this situation is that he's supposed to also resemble a Bigfoot, and they're almost, like you say, Hollywood saying, like, listen, they're kind of giving you a tidbit of information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, listen,
exactly.
Chewbacca's on Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. We're going to put this big, because you know what? As humans, we already know what Bigfoot looks like. And now here we are with Bigfoot. I feel like when it comes to government things and things like that, they put it right in front of you. They legit put it right in front
of
you.
They do.
It's just that, you know what I mean? But we're so, I don't want to say we're so numb to this stuff that we just don't look past what they put in front of us. You know,
What I believe, Gary. I'll tell you what I believe about this. Sometimes we have the evidence in our hands. And put it this way, the three of us, we're going to go out there one day, and we will, right?
We're going out this summer.
Exactly. What if we end up, you know, catching in a videotape a real Bigfoot? Oh, Ed is going to come home. I'm going to edit the video. I'm going to put it out, right?
Yep.
What's going to happen right after, guys?
Oh, man, boom, gone.
The hate mail.
Oh, but everybody's going to say it's fake. Everybody's going to say that it is a hoax.
Yep.
And that's the problem right there, guys. That's what is killing me right now with my channel. Even though we have the evidence, we have it in our hands, we still don't want to take it. We still say, no, it's fake. We still say it's a hoax. So I don't know if it's because of the government thing or it's just because we are so stupid, excuse me the word, that we don't want to really
believe. No, you're
fine.
Kenny and I ranted about this last week. This was our whole rant last week, actually, is that, you know, Kenny was saying, like, you know, the problem with it is that all these people put out such crappy stuff. They really do. And Kenny and I, all day long, we, you know, send stuff back and forth to each other, you know, and, like, Kenny, you want to explain how, like, if you post on something, what they start going in on you? That's what we were talking about last week, right? Well, last show.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. For some reason, you know, people will get really, really nasty over something that in reality isn't, at the end of the day, doesn't feed their children. You know, they get so nasty about it. And, you know, when it comes, especially with something like Facebook, again, you know, people see their Facebook profile as an actual platform, and, you know, to go on and just, you know, take digs at people and this and that, you know, I know I've been guilty of it. I've said stuff before, but I mean, there's people, it's like they go on there and they just want to just, you know, just dig at someone. You know what? If you think something's fake and you write fake, okay, fine. You know, no big deal.
Yeah.
But there's people that take it to such a level where they start, you know, saying, you know, they I don't know. Again, everybody kind of wants to be relevant when it comes to, you know, cryptids and UFOs, and like they want to be relevant in it, so they feel like they've got to tear other people down. And me personally, I mean, like I'm not threatened by anybody. You know, if somebody is out there and they're doing fantastic with it, and their name's known for it, and they're honest and they got integrity, I'm gonna follow them. I'm gonna share their posts. I'm gonna like their posts. If there's somebody that is just, I mean, who isn't, you know, it's got no name in it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to share their posts. I'm going to like them. I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to do it all the way around. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to agree with somebody in order to, you know, encourage them and, make them feel welcome in what they're doing. I mean, obviously, if there's somebody out there, you know, just purposely faking stuff, this and that, that's a different story. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, everybody, you know, kind of got these, you know, everybody's kind of got their own theory of what's going on. And again, we just got to stop with the crushing each other, because again, you know, with social media, there's no accountability. So people just what they say on social media, they're not going to say to your face. In reality, I really think that social media has actually really ruined relationships. It's ruined how we communicate with each other. When there's something where there's no accountability, people will take advantage of that. So, you know, and I don't have to, like, Ed, I tell you, you're my brother from another mother. I don't have to experience what you experience to still support you and love you and back you up on what you're doing.
Thank you, brother.
I don't even have to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, all theories are theories. You know what I mean? Like, we're open to all theories. No one is above each other. We're all equals. You know what I mean? We're all each other, and that's all that matters. And like, it's like us three people, you know, they're talking here. We become good friends because of the subject. And I feel like that happens to a lot of people. So I can't thank you enough, but all right, Ed, well, we're out of time, man. That was a great show. That was a great story, man.
Well,
I
thank
really
you so much
appreciate
for having
it.
Me on, guys.
No, we're gonna.
Thank
we'll
so
definitely
much.
Have you back. You'll be back over the summer when we're going. We're definitely getting together and going to do some work. So, and we'll have more stories for everybody. Awesome.
Yeah,
all
thank
right.
You guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ed, and you have a great night, man.
Hey, you too, guys.
Yeah, thanks,
bye-bye.
Ed. Really appreciate it, buddy.
All right,
not a problem. Bye bye.
All right, Kenny. All right. You have 1 minute to tell us what's coming up.
Okay. Unless things still keep getting pushed out, the events are still the same that we're going to be at. But in 2 weeks from tonight, we are going to have another guest on, a friend of everybody's. Anybody that knows him, he's probably the most intellectual speaking cryptozoologist that I've ever heard. But my good friend Ken Gerhard is going to be on in 2 weeks, so definitely tune in for that, and we'll see you then.
Awesome, as always, Footer Nation. We hope you enjoyed. This was a great show. Stay safe out there. You know what I mean. There's a lot still going on. Don't get stuck in your head. Get outside. Get some air. Spring is here, and the best thing you know you can do is just be positive and be happy. As always. Keep it squatchy, and we'll see you out on the trail. Deuces!
Thank you for listening to the NYBS Radio Show. Tune in next time as we continue our search for Bigfoot right here in the great state of New York. Until next time, friends, keep it squatchy, and we'll see you out on the trail.